Welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Phil, as you know, is winging his way to South Florida as we speak. Frank and I will be joining him tomorrow for election coverage. Frank, are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I guess I didn't know that I only just now learned. We're going to South Florida.
Yes. I told you that last month.
All right, okay. It doesn't matter to me. I'm retired, and I've got a great many friends down in the Miami area.
Well, we were there, as you know, at the beautiful Pillars back in...
Oh, yeah. We were there back in June, and that was wonderful. That was for Jackie's, Bale's birthday, Phil's girlfriend. How old is he, anyway?
That, you don't ask that question. By the way, I have to tell people something that you still don't understand.
Oh, this about this...
Gender, yeah, Frank has gender confusion. If you are listening for the first time and you hear Frank saying, referring to a woman as he...
Which is the right way of doing it, by the way, at least to my ear.
Frank, would you concede that you have something wrong with you?
I'll concede that, since everybody tells me that. But you see, you say, if I call a woman he, you're saying I'm saying that wrong.
Yes, to us, yes, but to you it sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds... You imagine if I called a woman she? What if I went around saying, my wife, she's beautiful? You'd slap me and kick me directly in the groin, and I hope you'd rupture one of my testicles. That's how ashamed I'd be.
Would you stop, please?
That's just, you know...
All right, stop, Frank. I get it. Anyway, Frank has gender confusion. You were saying...
I was asking how old Phil's girlfriend is. Is he Phil's age, or...
No, she is not Phil's age. She's younger than Phil, and I wouldn't... ever in a million years tell you how old she is, because women don't divulge their ages.
All right, okay, God almighty.
Frank, you're an entertainment lawyer. I know you were never in management, but don't you think that'd be something you'd understand?
Say that again. Boy, his nose, your sinuses are somehow...
Don't you think it would be something you'd understand? You don't ask a woman her age.
Yes, God. Chalk it up to an old man's fumbling about here. The one thing that I wish I had right now was a couple of fingers of Cuddy in a glass, but I guess that's too much to ask in this day and age of the COVID, huh?
I don't know what COVID has to do with it.
Well, in case I wanted to send out for it.
Yeah, that's too much to ask. You may have to actually go get yourself the drink, Frank. What do you think of that?
Jesus, see.
Anyway, today, folks, we're going to be featuring an awful lot of sort of a variety show. As you know, I'm a singer. You may not know this, but my husband, Frank, is also a singer. And he's going to sing a song for you right now, ladies and gentlemen. What's it called, Frank?
It's called He's a Woman. It's the great Beatles song. He's a Woman, He Understands. Yeah.
The great Beatle track, She's a Woman.
There it is. I dedicate this to my wife, Margaret. He's a woman. He's all woman. Let me tell you what. My love, don't give me presents. I know that he's no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love, don't give me presents. Hey. Turn me on when I get lonely. People tell me that he's only fooling. I know he isn't.
Lovely Frank.
He don't give boys the eye. He hates to see me cry. He is happy just to hear me say that I will never leave him. He don't give boys the yi.
Do it, boy.
He will never make me jealous. Give me all his time as well as love him. Don't ask me why. Yeah.
All right.
He's a woman who understands. He's a woman who loves his man. Hey, my love, don't give me presents. I know that he's no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love, don't give me presents. I did it like Paul McCartney there.
Yeah.
Turn me on when I get lonely. People tell me that he's only fooling. I know he isn't. Whoa! Oh, ooh! Yeah.
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we've ever heard you sing before, Frank.
I like it so much. I hope you ask me again. I really do. My wife, Mark, he sings better than me, but anyway. He's a woman who understands. He's a woman who loves his man. My love, don't give me presents. I know that he's no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love, don't give me presents. Ah. Turn me on when I get lonely. People tell me that he's only fooling. I know he isn't. Woo! He's a woman. He's sitting right next to me, too.
Thank you, friend.
He's a woman. He's a woman. He's still a woman. Yeah. All right.
Frank, great, ladies and gentlemen. She's a Woman, the Beatles' great classic. No one knew, Frank, that you sang. That is absolutely lovely. And I say that, of course, you know I'm kidding, right?
No, I know that, as I said, I don't swing or sing as well as my wife. You know, when I met Margaret, he was a young actress, an ingenue in Hollywood. I was producing something called Boathouse. What was it called?
It was called Bunkhouse, Frank. Frank still thinks it's called Boathouse.
I thought we weren't on water, huh?
No, we were not. Maybe CBS would have picked it up had it been Boathouse. As it was, it was a pilot.
It was a pilot I did for Chet Flemingale and the guys over, you know, when she was president of CBS Entertainment. And Susan, and then, of course, Gail Patrick Harris, he got involved a little bit, too.
Well, Gail Patrick Harris was, and will always be one of the giants of television production. Gail Patrick Harris was the executive producer and, of course, creator of the Perry Mason television show based on the book. She was really something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Jesus. It was my bad fortune to be up, you know, at the same time. But I learned a lot from Gail. He was one of those women that just could teach you a lot. What are you looking at?
Oh, no, that's great. You're absolutely right, Frank. Shall you sing?
Shall you sing?
No, why don't you sing one more, and then I'll sing one.
Well, what song?
I was thinking I'd do one from Camelot called I Wonder What the King is Doing Tonight.
Okay, let's hear it.
You first, Frank.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. He loves you, yeah. He loves, yeah. He loves you.
Right there.
I see it, Margaret. Yeah. You think you lost your love? Well, I saw him yesterday. It's you he's thinking of. And he told me what to say. Yeah. He says he loves you. And you know that can't be bad. Yeah. He loves you. And you know it can't be bad.
What does that mean?
He said you heard so. He almost lost his mind. Now he says he knows you're not the hurtin' kind. Because he loves you. And you know that can't be bad. He loves you. And you know you should be glad. Ooh, he loves you, yeah. He loves you, yeah. With a love like that, you know you can't be bad.
You're not even doing the lyrics right.
I got it. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to him because he loves you and you know that can't be bad. Well, these people are looking at me. He loves you and you know you should be glad.
They're just taking a tour from Japan.
He loves you, yeah. He loves you, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Well, there it is. He Loves You by the Beatles, none other. And it's Frank Gray.
And I'm Margaret Gray. And that was really interesting, Frank. I have to tell you, that was very, very interesting.
Anyway, and who are these people?
And what is your name?
Yeah, my name is Saul Brewer.
And you're from Japan?
Yes, this is...
You're taking a tour of the Phil Henry Studio?
We are. We'd heard about it, you know.
And your name is Saul Brewer. That's not a very Japanese name, is it?
My father, my grandfather was a serviceman.
Your grandfather was an American soldier?
He was a serviceman. I don't know whether he was American or he was Chinese or whatever, but he didn't come from Japan. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. So you're the product of a broken home or something like that?
No. My home was fine. It's just I was raised by a Japanese mother and a father who I think was either American. I think he was either Caucasian or Chinese.
And you don't know the difference? You can't.
You couldn't tell?
Not really. No. Can you tell by looking at me?
Well, you look decidedly Asian.
Yes, you look Japanese, I suppose, or Chinese.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe my father was Chinese then.
I would say if you look Asian, your mother's Asian?
My mother's Japanese.
All right. If your mother's Japanese and you don't, there's not a hint of Caucasoid, and I excuse my language, but...
That's okay. I'd rather you call me Caucasian, although I'm not Caucasian.
No, you're not.
But if I was, I'd rather be Caucasian than Caucasoid.
Right, and I forgive me. So, but there doesn't seem to be any hint of any Caucasian. It doesn't look like there's a Caucasian anywhere near you.
Well, these are all friends of mine from Japan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi there.
Well, this is fascinating. So, and you're over here studying Phil Henry's studio?
We're looking at all the broadcast facilities, you know, and
getting ideas for
just looking at how the whole thing is laid down. You know, it's very interesting, really is.
Saul Brewer, right?
Saul Brewer.
What town are you from?
From Yokohama.
Oh, you're from Yokohama. What kind of town is that?
Ain't nothing special, you know. I'd just as soon split out of there as anything. But, you know, I got to bide my time and, you know, take my shot.
Certainly understand it, young. Well, great. My name's Frank Gray. I'm in the entertainment law business, although I'm long retired, but you never know. And this is my wife, Margaret.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Can I ask you why you were singing He Loves You?
They say I have is that what I... So I was saying he loves you.
Yeah.
All right. Then I sang it the right way.
He's got gender confusion.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, Saul. There's some the young man visiting from Japan named Saul Brewer. And that isn't that fascinating?
It certainly is.
I'd like to do a song right now, ladies and gentlemen. One that I do feature in my act. An old, old classic. One that I enjoy very much. A beautiful song that's called Angel of the Morning. I feature it currently in my act. I'll be appearing at the Clam Trench. Is that right, Frank?
Yes, at both the Lobster Pit, the Clam Trench, right there.
Thanks a lot, Frank, for that.
You're welcome.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart.
Goddamn, this is why I fell in love with him.
Thank you, Frank. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
When you came on to me that day, it was...
Yes, I did. I came on like gangbusters, no question. Leapfrog with no panties. I see no need to take me home.
What a slut.
You know something? I'm old enough to face the dome. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel.
Yeah.
Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel, Frank.
Then slowly turn away from me.
Jesus H. Christ.
I just heard him curse, but you know, nothing more beautiful than him cursing.
Maybe the sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyow. Oh, oh, oh. As I slink from your back door and try to hide behind the wheel of my car.
Yeah.
Oh, you're remembering now. I made the mistake of sleeping with you on our first date, boo. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel, 'cause when I will leave your place, baby.
Just call him Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then grab the paper on your way out. Just put it on the porch. I'll see you out, baby.
Baby, baby.
God damn, Margaret. My goddamn ears.
Baby, baby. Just call me. What happened to that, Frank?
I don't know. I stepped on it.
Baby, just touch my cheek before you take me home. Baby,
just call her Angel of the Morning, Angel. Go ahead and take the keys to my Jeep. Baby,
can I stay here until 12 noon? Baby,
sure, just use those clean towels there. And then please lock up. That's a lovely song.
Isn't it a lovely song? I say it's a lovely song. Of course, it's about a slut.
Margaret.
No, it is. That song was a big hit record in 1968, about the time that, oh, I don't know, Phil Hendry was a sophomore in high school. And I remember Phil saying, oh, that was a big hit. And I said, yes, it was a big hit. It was a big hit among all the guys that took the sluts home.
Well, Margaret, that's very bad. That's terrible.
It's about a woman slinking out in the morning after making the grave error of sleeping with him.
Look, Margaret, no one... Are you saying that... Oh, baby. Now, don't you say... Are you trying to tell me that when you slept with me, you felt like a dirty thing as you walked out the door?
No, I didn't, Frank. But I did feel a dirty thing as I walked out the door. Your underwear on the front porch.
I apologize. I've apologized to him down to the ears for that, but he'll never, ever forgive me.
What's next, Frank? Come on, what's good? What's kicks?
You know this one?
Oh my God, this is one of the all-time greats from Oates and Hall. From Hall. Why is that doing that?
It's buffering. I told you, it's buffering. Yes, the great Oates and Hall. It's Hall and Oates.
I'm sorry, it's Hall and Oates.
And he's gone. Yeah.
This song, I don't know.
It reminds me when the first time we had an argument, I felt like this. Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. My daddy tried to bore me with a sermon.
Now it's up to me.
He's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face it. He's gone. I pay the devil to replace him. He's gone. What went wrong? Get up in the morning, look in the mirror.
After we had that fight, huh, Frank?
Yeah. I'm worn as his toothbrush hanging in the stand. My face ain't looking any younger.
Now I can see love's taken a toll on me.
He's gone. I better learn how to face it. He's gone. I pay the devil to replace him. He's gone.
You butchered.
What went wrong? Think I'll spend eternity in the city.
That saxophone solo they cut out was really good.
Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. Yeah. And pretty bodies help dissolve the memories.
They can never be
what he was to to me, he's gone. I better learn how to face it. He's gone. I paid the devil to replace him. He's gone. What went wrong? Yeah.
Get ready for the big one here, Frank.
Yeah, this is the big high note that Daryl Oates, what's the guy's name? John Hall.
Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall and John Hall. Daryl Oates. Yeah. He's gone. I better learn how to face it. He's gone. He's gone. I can't believe that he's gone. I paid the devil to replace him. He's gone. He's gone. I better learn how to face it.
Yes, Frank, you had to learn how to face missing me. Great song there, Frank.
He's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
He's gone, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone.
Frank Gray, my husband there with us, do you realize that we've most likely been over-modulating throughout this entire cacophonous segment that we're doing here on The Phil Hendry Show? A great song there from my husband, Frank Gray.
Well, now, as you know, Phil Hendry is in Florida, and as we speak, Phil is winging her way to the Sunshine State. Now, coming up on Tuesday night, Margaret, there's going to be a very special deal, right?
That's right. Coming up Tuesday night, and it will be on Periscope as well as twitter.com/realphilhendry. Pete Bone, one of the most committed, one of the most fiery and committed and really just a very, very strongly opinionated but bland, mediocre, and vanilla talk show host, Pete Bone, will be on these airwaves, and Pete will be the host of election night coverage on The Phil Hendry Show.
So don't miss the Phil Hendry Show on Periscope. Now, the show
Election Day.
The show for Election Day will feature Phil from Florida. Then on Election Day, there'll be a show from Florida. But then on Election Day, there'll be the election coverage.
What was that?
In other words...
No, I got it. So on Election Day, you'll have to go over to Periscope to listen to and watch the Phil Hendry Show coverage of Election Night with Pete Bone as the host of the evening for Election Night coverage, is what I'm trying to say.
If you haven't heard Pete Bone, she's amazing. She really just gets right into it. She is very opinionated. She's not afraid to just say exactly how she feels, which is she's not sure yet how she feels.
Right. Pete Bone is... There's no one like Pete Bone. He gets right up in your face and tells you he hasn't decided yet.
Yeah. Pete Bone, let me just... Hey. Shit.
So you know he's a joke, right?
No, I do not. Margaret is always arguing with me about it. I think Pete Bone is one of the finest men. I think she, when the new age of talk radio comes around, whenever that's going to be, Pete Bone will hold sway.
Oh, sure, Frank. Thank you. I want to bring on a very special guest to sing a very special song now, one that he made very popular on this very special show.
Yeah, a very special guest and a very special show.
All right, Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, Bud Dickman.
Hey, Bud. Thanks a lot, Mr. Gray. Thanks, Mr. Gray.
Bud, you remember this song. A great many people love it, and they've requested you do it again. One that you made popular here on The Phil Hendry Show. Aha! Take on Me.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gray. I'm very happy to do it. It's a song that means a lot to me.
Does it really?
Not really, no. I mean, it's the first time I ever heard it was when I sang it.
Look at that, Margaret. She doesn't care.
Frank!
All right. This is a song by a group from, I don't know, Ireland or something, or...
Sweden.
Sweden. We're talking away.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on. day on me. I'll be gone if the day will
tell. Jesus.
Needless to say, I'm odds and ends, but I'll be stumbling away. Slowly learning that life is okay. Hey, say after me.
Okay.
It's no better than to be safe than sorry. Take on me. Take on me. Take me on. Take on me. I'll be gone in a day or two.
Shit.
Outstanding, but not.
You're gonna try and do it better. You go right ahead. You give it your best shot. You give it the old college try.
I think it's fantastic, bud. I don't think you should be giving her that much crap. I think she's doing a good job.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, take on me. Or don't take on me.
That's the question. Kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that good of a song, actually, but anyway.
Well, I'd be happy to sing it.
I've got it. I'll do it.
Oh, things that you say, is it a life or just to play my worries away? You're all the things I've got to remember, shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me.
Take on me.
I'll be gone in a day or two.
Take me on
in a day or two.
On me. Bud, you alright? Bud.
Bud, here.
Yeah.
You alright?
Yeah.
Wheel her out to, hey, Jerry, wheel her out to the car.
Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a song I doubt he'll sing again. That's the second time he sung that song on The Phil Henry Show, Take On Me.
I don't think there's anything like the Beatles for romantic songs. Something in the way he moves.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
Attracts me like no other lover.
Although the novelty is wearing off a little bit.
Something in the way he woos me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe, and how.
What are you laughing at?
Somewhere in his smile, he knows.
Frank is singing about a woman.
Of course I am. That I don't need no other lover.
Frank has gender confusion.
Whatever. Something in his style that show awoes me. Don't want to leave him now. You know I believe, and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. I just picked up the prescription. It'll show.
I knock that off, please. I'm
trying to have some fun. I just picked up the prescription.
I get it, Frank.
Will it grow? I don't know.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you've enjoyed...
Wait a minute. I'm not done singing.
The Phil Henry Show with Margaret and Frank.
You know I believe and how.
And how.
Something in the way. He knows. Wake up, Margaret.
I'm sorry.
And all I have to do is think of him. What's with you?
Go ahead.
Something in the things he shows me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe.
And how?
How?
That was racist.
All I did was...
That was racist.
The very racist Frank Gray.
And Margaret Gray. Thank you. Thank you.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. For Margaret Gray, I'm Frank Gray. And for Phil Hendry, who's in Florida, but she will be with you tomorrow.
You know
where I'm coming from.
So virtualize.